Hello and welcome to the Thursday, May 21st, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. First, a little update on Logjam. Now, if you haven't heard of it yet, essentially what this is all about is an SSL configuration issue, and it's really two parts. First of all, what ciphers you allow on the server again, that's relatively straightforward. The second part is Diffie-Hellman parameters, which are often only set by default to 1024 bits. You should set them up for at least 2048 bits. Now, what this usually means is creating a file and setting it up on your server, basically random numbers with these Diffie-Hellman parameters for 2048 bits. Now, you have to be a little bit careful with compatibility here. If you're setting this up on a server, there are certain clients that will no longer be able to connect. Now, of course, there's always a Windows XP with IE6, and you probably don't worry that much about this particular combination at this point. The one issue that comes up here in particular with larger Diffie-Hellman parameters is Java. Java 6, Java 7 will not support Diffie-Hellman parameters larger than 1024 bits. Where I could see this in particular as an issue is Java clients connecting to web services and such. If you upgrade the web server that the service is running on for the enhanced Diffie-Hellman configuration, now your Java clients can no longer connect. So be a little bit careful with this update and test it carefully before you just blindly roll out these larger Diffie-Hellman parameters. And again, the attack here is only really feasible to nation states at this point, so this is not something you have to rush out right away. Then we got two great diaries here from Pratt with the late developments in malware. First of all, if you have received any messages, email messages with the subject of EFAX message from unknown, that's likely updater and dire again. And then the other thing that Pratt saw recently is that the nuclear exploit kit is now delivering Nikurs, which is, well, yet another sample of malware. His diary does include a number of indicators of compromise that you can use to, for example, check your DNS logs for any hits for the domains that this particular malware is using. And if you are a Windows user and you had to use SSH in the past, you probably used PuTTY. PuTTY is a real neat and great SSH client for Windows, but apparently some miscreants have figured out that this is also a good vehicle to extract credentials from users. So if you are searching for PuTTY on Google or other search engines, the initial links that you may be offered may not be the authentic version of PuTTY, and Symantec is reporting that they found a version of PuTTY in circulation that whenever you connect to an SSH server, it will report your credentials to a website. The attempts are pretty easy to spot. They're using a very specific user agent, actually Opera and Windows NT 6.1, which should stick out in any logs that you have. So as a minimum, just add a snort rule or whatever for this particular user agent, and that should alert you if someone within your network is affected by this very particular bad version of PuTTY. Of course, something like user agent gets changed pretty quickly. And apparently there have been more and more instances of electronic billboard hacking. There have been a couple of cases reported here in the US where apparently remote attackers were able to change messages and images displayed by billboards. Now, in the past, we have seen this with sort of these roadside signs. Typically, you see them in construction areas and the like, and the way they're usually attacked is just by, well, using the keyboard that's attached to these signs if it wasn't locked correctly. Then we also had these similar signs, but they're sort of permanently installed on top of highways that sort of give you traffic information. They also have been compromised, in that case, sometimes via wireless means. Now, these large advertisement billboards, these are these multicolored, essentially sort of screens that you see, they have been compromised either remotely via network connections. Apparently Shodan HQ has been doing a pretty good job in enumerating them, but in some cases also physically. There's one video going around that shows a couple of kids actually climbing up into a high-rise building in Hong Kong and then using the PC that's essentially sitting there connected to the billboard to change the message. Well, that's it for today, so thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.